This is Master Your Money Mind, written by Wesley Garrison, read for you by Diana Vance. Introduction. The first time I sat across from a couple making $500,000 a year and watched them argue about a $38 utility bill, I thought they were unusual. By the third or fourth time, I understood they weren't. They were the rule. I spent 14 years as a certified financial planner. I left the industry at 38, not because I'd burned out on spreadsheets, but because I'd learned something the firm I worked for did not want me to act on. Most of what stops capable, well-educated, well-paid adults from getting their financial lives in order has almost nothing to do with information. It has to do with what's running in the background when they open a brokerage statement, walk into a car dealership, or stare at the balance on a savings account that should be three times bigger than it is. I'm 56 now. I write and teach independently. I don't sell anything. There's no advisory firm behind this book, no platform, no app to download at the end. What you'll read is what I would have told my clients if I'd been allowed to spend 3 hours with each of them instead of 45 minutes. And if I'd had the nerve in my early years to say what I really thought, what I really think is this: the money problem is almost never about money. It's about the stories you were given as a child about what money meant, who deserved it, who didn't, what it said about your worth as a person. It's about the small, almost invisible drift in your spending each time you got a raise. It's about the way your nervous system reacts when an investment drops 15% in a week, and the way that reaction makes you do exactly the wrong thing at exactly the wrong moment. It's about debts you carry that nobody puts on a credit report, debts to a version of yourself you stopped being a decade ago, debts to images of success you absorbed from people whose lives you'd never actually want. You don't need another book that tells you to budget. You can budget. You're not bad at math. You're a person with a brain that was shaped by evolution to overweight threats, undervalue future selves, follow the herd, and confuse signals of safety with safety itself. None of that goes away because you read a personal finance book, but you can learn to notice it, and that noticing changes almost everything. I'm going to tell you about clients I sat with, the engineer who made $214,000 a year and could not bring himself to spend $9 on parking, the pediatrician who carried $147,000 in student loans for 11 years past the date she could have paid them off, because paying them off felt like a green she'd been wrong to borrow them, the retired teacher with $312,000 in an IRA who genuinely believed she was about to die destitute, the 31-year-old with a $73,000 salary, a $48,000 car, and a sincere belief that he was going to be a millionaire by 40 because he listened to the right podcasts. None of them were stupid. Most of them were unusually thoughtful people. What they had in common was that the part of them making the financial decisions was not the part of them they normally thought of as themselves. It was older, quieter, less articulate, and it was running the show. This book is about how to make that part less invisible and about what to do once you can see it. I should tell you what this book is not. It isn't a get-rich plan. There is no path here to financial freedom in 5 years, and I'll be honest about my opinion of people who promise one. It's not a screed against capitalism, nor a celebration of it. It's not a manifesto for any movement. I'm skeptical of the more zealous corners of the FIRE crowd, not because saving aggressively is wrong, but because the way some of them talk about money sounds, to my ear, like the same anxiety I used to see in the chronically overspending, just turned inside out. The cure looks like the disease. What you'll find here are 22 chapters covering the territory I spent my career walking through with people. We'll start with the inherited stories, the ones your grandparents and parents handed you whether they meant to or not. We'll work through the cognitive biases that hijack investment decisions, the slow leak of lifestyle creep, the trap of spending to be seen, the identity debt nobody puts on a balance sheet. We'll talk about emergency funds and saving rates, about index funds and active management, and the stories we tell ourselves about why we, specifically, can beat the market. We'll get into real estate, taxes, insurance, retirement. We'll handle the harder human stuff too. How to talk to a partner about money without one of you crying or storming out. How to teach kids what you wish someone had taught you. How to deal with parents and siblings and inheritances and the things money does to a family. We'll talk about losing money, about windfalls,